Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. That's Flo Rida. I cry 8:11. We're going to top out at 50 today. It is 20 right now. We've got some Stampede tickets to give away.
Yes, sir, we do.
We will do that. Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up at 9 o'clock. Black Friday this year is not going to have better deals than last year.
Oh.
According to some analysis done by NerdWallet.com.
What?
Of 22 Black Friday ad scans, 20 listed as one product at the same exact price in 2012 as they did in 2011.
Huh.
Some of the stores included things like IKEA, Costco, PetSmart, and Radio Shack. Study also revealed some Black Friday deals will have consumers paying more than they did last year.
Is that because prices are going up on things?
Inflation, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. And as for the median price of, you know, kind of everything at Walmart, Target, and Best Buy went up from last year to this year. I would imagine inflation, probably. But here's the thing. Do remember, people, on Black Friday / Dark Gray Thursday, you're not saving money.
Mm-hmm. You're still spending
You're spending
it.
Less.
Blah, 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 blah.
You're spending less. If you're saving money, it's in a bank account. That's true.
Oh, whatever.
It's true. There was a thing trending on Google last night that I was completely, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, what in, you know, usually when you go to Google News and off on the left, it'll say top stories and it'll have like the top 10 things listed there. And it was all like Tim Tebow and what's his name? Petraeus.
Yeah.
You know, all this sort of stuff. But at the very top, it said Lytros. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
I had no idea what that was. So I clicked it because I was curious. It turns out it is like one of the most cool cameras you will ever have in your life.
I want one.
It's about the shape of a large lipstick container or, you know, with the cap on it or whatever.
So like this big? Like it's, that? Like a couple inches long?
It's not. Well, it's a few inches long. It's probably, I'm judging from pictures, maybe an inch to a little more than an inch.
Okay.
It's like a square tube and it's a camera that you can not only do Instagram type effects with the software that comes with it. Some new cool stuff is coming on December 4th, I read. But here is the coolest thing, is it lets you choose what to focus on after you have taken the picture.
That is so cool. How do you spell it?
L-Y-T-R-O.
L-Y-T-R-O.
Is it Lytro or Lytros? I can't remember.
Lytro camera is what
Lytro,
came up.
Lytro, okay. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked. So
yeah, and they're about $400.
It takes a full range of the entire lens, essentially. It saves it in a file, and then you can pick out which level of focus you want to use once you actually have it on your computer.
And add filters on there and everything,
yeah,
right there.
Get it all Instagrammy and whatnot.
It's actually, that is pretty dang cool.
Now,
I want one.
The bad news is they're $400.
Well, yeah, but
that isn't good news.
But that's a really cool camera.
If it was $200, it'd be like, yep, I'm buying one today.
Yeah. But
even though I wouldn't be.
Hint, hint for Christmas.
No, I'm not getting
you
one of those.
They come in different colors as well.
Oh,
like,
yes.
There's pink and teal.
Definitely marketed for the women.
Yeah.
Speaking of the ladies.
It's so cool, though.
I have a list of the top 10 words women should not be putting in an online dating profile.
Okay.
Or should, pardon me, should be putting in an online dating
should.
Profile.
Should. Okay.
This will help you get more dates.
Oh, well, I better listen up.
Okay. The first word on the list is easy. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
I'm so kidding.
Uh-huh.
probably get you more dates. Okay. Not the ones you want.
No, I was going to say.
But it'd get you more dates.
Not looking for that kind of guy.
Witty.
I think mine says witty in there somewhere.
Girl next door.
I'm not the girl next door.
Educated.
Well, I guess.
Intelligent. Small town. Why are you laughing?
The intelligent one makes me laugh because the other day somebody sent me a message and I went and I started reading his profile. And before I sent him back, whether I was interested in not to continue. To continue to talk to him, he said in one of those first lines, I'm an intelligent guy, but he spelled intelligent wrong.
What was spelled wrong?
He put like an A at the end or something. Like it was, he spelled the word intelligent wrong.
Yeah, but it was a typo.
Yeah, because he spelled it wrong.
There's a difference between spelled wrong and a typo. If there's an A on the end, there's no way he thought intelligent ended with an A.
No matter where you're filling out your online profile, you're going to do it where there's someplace that has spell check.
Okay. other words on the list, small town, sexy, big heart, fun, classy, and master's degree.
Mm. Sexy in there? Really?
Yeah. Mm. Now, it doesn't matter if you have a master's degree. Just put it on there.
Oh.
And,
okay.
You'll get more dates.
Okay. So I'm going to take those words and I'm just going to somehow randomly put them inside my online dating profile. And then I'm going to bold them.
Yeah.
Maybe italicize them as well.
Sure.
Just randomly throughout there.
Kind of like keywords.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just make it like an internet search and then they can just find you. We got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Cora coming up shortly. We've got Stampede tickets to give away. Let's give some away right now.
Okay.
Four pack, is that what we're doing?
It is a four pack.
Okay.
Friday or Saturday night.
We'll let you pick Friday or Saturday. 361-557, caller 10, they're yours. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 824. That's the Lumineers. Ho, hey. They're from Colorado. Can't tell me they're not happy right now.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Greatest video games of all time, according to Time Magazine. Oh, no, you shut up. You're going to enjoy this. Shut up. Stop it. Oh, are you snoring on the Oregon Trail?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the game you loved playing on your Commodore 64.
Oregon Trail? No.
What was the game?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
And at the end of it, it played the song with the little bouncy guy on there so you could sing along.
You don't have any love for Pong?
Not really.
How about Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah. It's okay.
Street Fighter 2?
Nope.
Me either. World of Warcraft?
Hell no.
Hey, you could get a date there. People have gotten married
off
World of Warcraft.
No.
What about Angry Birds?
I like Angry Birds.
Okay. Yeah. Not Grand Theft Auto 3?
No. Have you played the new Angry Birds Star Wars?
No.
It's kind of fun. You get a lightsaber.
I'm resisting it.
You get a lightsaber.
I don't want to be sitting there all by myself playing with my Angry Bird lightsaber.
Come on, it's pretty cool.
He does this
little like round movement thing with it when you tap the screen with the lightsaber and it's like, whew, and he like, it's fancy, cool, fun.
So you mean it kind of sounds like...
Yeah, like that. So glad you have a lightsaber button.
Yeah. So it's kind of a combination of...
kind of like that.
Yeah.
It is actually pretty fun.
Okay.
But I do like Angry Birds.
All right. Good talk.
Did you just good talk me?
I did just good talk to you.
What?
Got dirt coming up. I'd ask you what's coming up, but you don't know. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Yeah. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:40. We're going to top out at 50 today. Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core is coming up. We also have got some more tickets to the Stampede to give away. Mm-hmm. That is coming up. So the Toy Hall of Fame has a couple of new inductees.
Oh, okay. Which ones?
One is
Please don't say the Furby.
Super
Please don't
lame.
Say the Furby.
No, it's not the Furby.
Hate the Furby.
One is Domino's.
Oh.
Which are kind of fun to play when you're super crazy bored and there's nothing else to do.
Dude, I don't even know how to play Domino's.
It's pretty easy.
I don't know how to play. I've never
It's not played. Hard. You've okay. never played Domino's ever?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The other toy going into the Hall of Fame? Pretty awesome. I don't think it could be more awesome. As a matter of fact.
Well, tell me already.
Star Wars.
That's a toy?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
What, the like the
Was
lightsaber?
Star Wars a toy? You know how many action figures and ships I had as a kid growing up?
I'm just wondering, like, it's a movie, so...
I had a TIE fighter. What else did I have? I had a lightsaber. I had a...
So Star Wars action figures and accessories.
Oh, yeah.
Are going
I had a Darth
there.
Vader.
I am your father.
Have you seen the movie Arthur? the remake one that Russell Brand's in.
All right, Shadow, here is where the wheel gets jerked pulled into the ditch.
There's a reason why I'm asking you that.
Okay.
Because he gets his nanny this Darth Vader head that turns everything that you say into sounding like Darth Vader.
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
I am the father.
Any good movie has lots of merchandising that goes with it, and the toys were... It was like the number one boy's toy back in the day. When I was a kid, anyway.
Okay.
Pretty sweet.
May the force be with you.
I had a Han Solo, too.
Oh, boy.
Greatest toy ever. I wish they would have had a Death Star, though. I don't know where you would have put a giant round ball, but it would have been cool.
It would have to have like a stand or something.
It would have to, and it would have taken up a lot of room.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
So there you go.
Thank you.
Hall of Fame toys. Star Wars and dominoes.
Speaking of toys or stuff, well, I guess they have lots of toys. Smurfs. The lady who did Smurfette's voice, Lucille Bliss, passed away.
Oh, no.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Sure is.
What was that?
That was an angry bird.
How does that have to do with the Smurfs and Smurfette?
I don't know. I was just smurfing with you.
Smurf you.
No, Smurf you! I want a 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:52. We're going to top out at 50 today. We have a student shadow here today from West Central High School. His name is Keenan. And his classmates in your Spanish class just called in a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we just hung up the phone with him. And I don't know if this is a reflection of the students or the teacher, but the guy I was talking to didn't know any Spanish at all.
That's Ryan for you.
Yeah. He didn't know, ¿dónde es el baño?
I don't know what you're saying.
Where's the bathroom? I think I'm saying it right.
I don't know. I didn't take Spanish because it wasn't offered when I went to high school.
By the way, if anyone actually speaks Spanish, if I said that wrong, let me know. I'm okay with it. And then
uno, dos, tres. I can count to 10, and I know a few other ones.
You can't count past 10 in Spanish?
No. I didn't have...
Can you count to 10 in Spanish?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Can you count to 15?
Once, doce, trece, catorce, quince.
Yeah. How about 16?
Siete, seis.
Diez y seis.
I'm going to watch more Dora.
Yeah. I speak Spanish and English, too. I like them both. How about you? My daughter sings that all the time.
Yay.
Yeah. Hey,
happy birthday to Cameron.
Yeah, we were supposed to do a
happy birthday, Cameron.
And
now get back to your work.
We're going to play a little game real quick. It's going to have to be real quick.
Okay.
It is Name the New Movie. I play a clip. You name the new movie.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. And my bed disappeared. Okay. Here we go. Here's your clip, Mel. Name the new movie.
How can I hold that all men are created equal when here before
Lincoln
me stands stinking?
No, I'm sorry. That was Twilight Breaking Dawn Part
what?
2.
It was not. It was Lincoln.
No.
You're a liar.
Twilight Breaking Dawn Part
Nuh-uh.
2. We're out of time. We got the Weekend Wake Up next. Hang on.
Hot 104.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. Hope you enjoyed it. We even Rickrolled you.
I know. Lots of comments about that, actually.
So, heroes of the day, they are brought to you by Martini's, 57th and Louise. Great place to go after work tonight. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Remember during the Olympics when gymnast Michaela Maroney made her unimpressed face?
Oh, yeah. Like,
Remember that? Yeah, when she got her silver medal and launched a photo craze.
That's how her face sounds.
People duplicating it. Well, the trend is over, but not for prostitute in New Hampshire. On Tuesday, she was busted by the undercover cop, and it seems like she intentionally made the Michaela is not impressed face in her mugshot. I will get that posted for you. Pretty awesome.
This one seems a little too good to be true to me, but I have no reason to not believe it. Earlier this week, in a city in Western Australia called Geraldton, police were chasing a drunk 17-year-old who'd stolen a scooter. And as the guy ran away from them, he jumped over a fence into a random backyard, but didn't realize the family who lived there had a trampoline. And when he jumped the fence, he landed on the trampoline and bounced right back over the fence into the cop's arms.
I wish that would have been on video.
He was arrested, now facing 7 charges. That was convenient.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. It is time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. Have a fantastic weekend. We will talk to you on Monday.
Have you ever...
Hot 104.7.com.